The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hi there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 30th of October, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. It has finally been officially announced. Get ready for the PlayStation Classic. Yeah, I know, we knew this was coming already, but they've announced games with it this time. As in all 20 games we're gonna get, and I'm gonna say this is gonna be full of controversy. Now, since this is only a 5-minute show, I'll just give you the highlights of what's there. Games are gonna include Destination Derby, Grand Theft Auto, Jumping Flash, Resident Evil Director's Cut, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six, Twisted Metal, Wild Arms, and a few more in there. Now, with the announcement of all the games, now the price, no, has not changed. We're still looking at $99.95. Let's just call it $100. And we should be seeing the release fairly soon. OnePlus smartphones. Yes, I'm sure a lot of our listeners out there are familiar with the product. Pretty good smartphones full of features and not such a high price. Well, OnePlus has announced the T6 and it seems to be living up to everything that was before. Yes, their second flagship phone of the year has been announced. Of course, the 6T will be the successor for the existing OnePlus 6. You know, iPhone's got the S, I guess OnePlus has got the T, hence the letter after, haha. And as you can probably guess, just like with a lot of phones right now, yep, it's got a notch, but just a tiny one. What they're calling a water drop notch. It also is going to have an in-display fingerprint scanner, Qualcomm Snapdragon 845 processor, 6 gigabytes of RAM, and your starting storage is going to be 128 gigabytes. There's also going to be an option of a 256 storage as well. But if you're looking for a half a terabyte, you'll have to look elsewhere. Other things we're going to see is a 6.4 OLED screen with a pixel per square inch of 402. Yeah, I know, yada, yada, yada. Let's get to the price. 128 gigabytes of storage, 6 gigs of RAM, sets you back about $549. There's also that option of 8 gigs of RAM too for $579. I say, hell, why not? And the 256 gigabyte model, of course only with the 8 gigs of RAM, will set you back $629. Pre-orders should start November 1st. NVIDIA Shields. Yes, probably one of the best streaming boxes out there for your television. Yes, NVIDIA has announced the Alexa skills are coming to the Shield TV, at least in the U.S., meaning it makes the Shield TV the only streaming box that can actually be controlled with an Amazon Echo and a Google Home. Now, of course, with Alexa on board, you'll be able to control a number of things on the Shield TV, turning it on and off. Yeah, that's a given. Playing or pausing or fast-forwarding whatever you're watching in Kodi, I mean, whatever app you're using. You'll even have the ability to open certain entertainment apps. Now, as I was saying before, the Alexa skills will only work currently in the U.S., but NVIDIA says they do have plans to bring it to other countries sometime in the future. We just don't know how far that future is. And finally, this sounds like something that could be turned into a TV series for Netflix and you'll want to binge watch it. Unfortunately, I think this is going to be reality. You know, there's a lot of institutions out there that base people, I don't know, say like on credit scores, these kind of things. You know, credit's a good thing to have. The good credit, that is. And that's exactly the side you're going to want to be on if you're going to be in China. Yeah, it seems China's ready to rank its citizens based on their social credit. What the hell is social credit? The social credit system aims to reinforce the idea that keeping trust is glorious and breaking trust is disgraceful. At least, again, the translation from the Chinese government documents, that's how it shows here. Now, just as you'd expect with a communist country, the scheme, yeah, it will be mandatory. No opting out of this credit evaluation. Now, other things come to mind. How will this work? Well, it's just like pretty much like a credit score. A person's social scores will move up or down according to their behavior. And of course, this will be all evaluated by the Chinese government. Of course, you'll be rewarded if your social behavior is good. If you've got bad social credit, expect to be punished. Now, I'm just going to kind of leave this story right here for you. Personally, I'm scared to death to read on. If you happen to have a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com. Our website for our podcasts, our blogs, and reviews. You can also find us on social media destinations as well. Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network. On Twitter, at British Tech. And, of course, our BTN community at our Slack room. Come join us. We'd love to have you. BritishTech.slack.com. The news show. Believe it or not, boys and girls, tomorrow, Wednesday, yeah, we're actually going to have a show. That means we'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.